grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
That's right. Slide your Reinick aside. It's time for the Dak Leave.
Okay. Right on. That's a good slogan. Let's go with that. Still looking for a catchphrase, everyone.
Down with the suds, up with the birds.
It's still Chris Fowley.
You want a catchphrase?
Smiley, not Scowley. That is the leading catchphrase because it's the only one. So come on, people. I know we can do better than that.
Welcome, Chris
no
Fowley.
Insults, though, please.
Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store up on K Road. Before we get into the feature, is there any hemp store news that we need to know?
That you need to know. We're open. We exist. Mm-hmm. K-Road's still happening.
What's the cheapest thing you can get at the hemp store?
Yeah, occasionally people say that, you know, like 10 times a day.
What can I get? Like a little
cheapest? Probably a pipe screen, 50 cents.
Do you have like a minimum price
you can get
spend?
Some advice for free.
Is it even worth it for the FPOS charge?
Probably not.
You guys trying to be cashless?
Thanks for reminding me of that.
Trying to be cashless at this stage.
Awesome. You know how to motivate people.
After past. What? Oh, the old hemp store, eh? Still open. It's good to hear.
That's right. So K-Road is happening. But if you don't want to come down there, understandable. In this times, we, like many of the little small independent stores of K-Road, do have websites going with deliveries and things. And if you go to the K-Road Business Association page, they've got everyone pretty much on there. So if you've got your favourite shop on K-Road, go to kroad.com and you can look them up, including us.
What's your usual process for packing a glass flower vase?
Jesus, really? Is this okay, this is news of the week here. Top news!
Does the K-Road website kind of look like the dark web as well? Like, is it just a kind of weird website?
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
K-Road.com.
You turn around the corner and, what's going on there?
Don't click on that.
No. Much of the smoking equipment you do have to come in store for. So okay. There's a caveat.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That makes sense, Chris Fowley.
We didn't say anything about smoking, actually.
On to the news, Chris.
The new top news this week, just being the Olympics. No, it's not top news this week. Being Olympics. The Olympics. It's the doping thing has come up. So one is that we have the Russian ice skater. Shall I attempt her name?
Yep.
Because I haven't actually heard anyone say it yet.
You can get Russian. You can get Russian names wrong. That's totally fine.
Can I even find it written anywhere?
Quite a sad story because she's so young. And she's been dubbed.
Well, you guys are both talking, so either you got the name right or wrong, but I'm not sure.
I deliberately did that to disguise it. So thanks for calling me out on that. Jeez, you've really got my back today.
Tell us more, Chris, about the story.
She's come up with some traces, it turns out, a couple of months back, and it's only just come out now, so it's a bit like, why is it just coming out now? Why was she allowed there in the first place? But anyway, so that's happening. That's some sort of obscure heart medication that's used to increase oxygen to the heart, or something like that, which could increase performance, if that is the case.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But the interesting thing is that it comes after Shikari Richardson, who was the top favourite to win the 100 metres in the Summer Olympics, 100 metre sprint, was banned from competing at all because she had traces of cannabinoids in her system. Not at the Olympics, but at a pre-games meet, and so she was prohibited from competing at all. And cannabis is not actually listed as performance enhancing. It's only in there because of its legal status, not because it's deemed to be performance enhancing. Yet the one that the ice skater is having or has had in the system, whether intentional or not, is deemed to actually be performance enhancing. Mm-hmm. So very different standards, and the difference is come down to, like what you're alluding to, simply because she's young. And that's all they've said is, well, an adult should know better. Mm-hmm. But again, this comes down to, well, why is cannabis there in the first place? They did actually remove CBD from all those WADA prohibitions about 2 years ago, I think, 2019 or 2020, they removed CBD. But certainly, when you think about how many places around the world where it's decriminalized, or certainly if you just look at America, where, 18 states where it's legal, 37 where medical is legal.
It's just getting too rampant. It's everywhere now.
Well, Chris,
just to finish, so WADA have actually announced that they're going to review it anyway. Mm. So too late for this Olympics, but it is under review as to whether cannabis will stay there or not.
It seems, there is from first-hand experience, there is a very strong link between cannabis and snow culture, in ski towns, right through my time in Colorado and Canada and also in Europe and France.
John pushed the kush.
They love a bit of reefer and going snowboarding and skiing.
Well, whether there's certainly a correlation there and whether that's a cultural thing or lifestyle thing,
recreational activities,
whether it's actually enhancing it or not. So the science behind it, I'm sure if it was enhancing, they would use that as a reason to ban it, but it is only listed there for its legal status.
Okay.
But having said that, when I was in Canada 20 years ago, and I was in, I went to visit a hemp supplier, and in the next room was Ross Regular Beauty, the guy that won the... remember, he got the gold medal winning snowboard run, and then it got taken away.
I'm nodding, but I don't.
And then it got given back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was in the next room with his sponsor tie-in, doing some promo shots.
Awkward.
And off the record, there was a big hit before that run, let's just say. Let's just say I've had it confirmed.
I mean, when we say
it, confirmed.
It enhances, I think it enhances the buzz if you're going skiboarding. That's kind of what people are doing. I don't think they're doing it to have like the meanest run of their life. I think they're trying to have the meanest time of their life. You know what I mean?
Right on. I'd say probably at the Olympics is such a pinnacle, they're probably just wanting to
you gotta run a tight ship if you've got the Olympics. It's Olympic, Okay.
What's next, Chris Valley?
On a related thing, the NFL this week, according to ESPN, has awarded $1 million for studies on the cannabinoids' effects on pain management in players.
That's not a lot, but do you think this is going to like loop around to the CTE situation that they've got in the NFL? They're hoping that somewhere... Yeah, yep. I reckon, eh?
Correlation, there seems to be a lot of,
brain trauma.
Rugby and football players of all codes... gravitating towards CBD and other cannabinoids just naturally without even anyone having told them.
Interesting.
Almost like
a human reaction.
Yeah. Well, they get a lot of head injuries and it can have a, like concussions and things have a very
terrible
effect on people.
I've had my share in the sports realm, for sure.
You want to get that looked at and up your cannabinoid intake,
okay,
I would suggest.
I'll get right on that.
Good. I'll be checking in.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of cannabinoid intake... Oh, in Australian news, Australian of the Year, Grace Tame, has been outed potentially by Scotty Morrison's dark political arts department, who, for some reason, the First Lady of Australia, Wifey Morrison, didn't take a liking to Grace, and she had bad manners. And then someone's trawled through her Insta and found, gosh horror, she's got this huge bong, two or 3 foot long.
She likes to party.
Proud. And this is, of course, the Aussie of the Year for
Excalibur.
Her work with victims and women's rights.
Don't be fooled by the name, Grace Tame.
Yeah, so fierce comeback, and the good thing is that rather than, so it seems like this was a bit of a setup, like, ha, we're going to out her as some sort of dirty bong thing.
Look,
and
how
instead,
many bongs do you have a day?
Aussies have just gone, well, how Aussie's that? And they just love it. They're just like, she's even better.
Here's a picture of me and my bong.
Exactly. Woo. That's what they're all doing.
Yes.
Just posting shots of people posing with their bongs, celebrities.
Send a picture of your bong to studio@95bfm.com. We will
please
have a look at that responsibly.
Yes, please. Once again, studio at 95bfm.com.
You
that is the
bong,
email.
You will need a third person probably, so it's a real trusted situation if we see a picture of you and your bong.
Show us your bong.
Whatever that is, anyway. We just want to know what a bong is. We're trying to figure it out, so if you can help us out, that'd be great.
I'm an expert on it. Also today, local news, New Zealand Drug Foundation released their State of the Nation report for 2022. And this was 11 a.m. today. They did a bit of a live stream. You can check it out on their Facebook. And one of the interesting things I thought was that they found it so difficult to get the information to compile this, that a lot of it wasn't publicly available, that they had to Official Information Act requests or really, detective work it and pull all this stuff together. But some of the things that stood out for me, 59% of people convicted for drugs offences are for possession or use. 59. So that sort of puts a lie to this claim that it's the Mr. Biggs.
Mm-hmm.
And although things have dropped, Check this out, Johnny.
Johnny, explain what you're seeing
there,
to me,
this
please.
This is pretty flat, right?
Are you looking at a graph?
It's a flat curve.
No, it's not
it's a
pie.
Drop like 10 years ago.
It looks like a deck chair. It looks like a sort of a deck chair, recliner kind of chair that you see by the pool.
So the drop was between 2012 and 2014, and since then it's been static. And at several thousand a year, we're talking. And, yeah, 4,000 to 6,000 a year.
So, wait, Chris, they're still convicting people for possession and personal use.
Well, this is
relatively
one of the other things that
minor
came out.
Crimes.
And since this.
Not even a crime, really.
Since this discretion thing came
out. Positive crime, actually, you could say.
Indeed. You could. I don't know what that means. But you
no, there's this thing. There's a thing called positive crime. John and I were figuring it out the other day.
We just made it up the other
certain
day.
Certain crimes, where, like if it's carried by insurance, and no one's going to get hit, that's relatively positive crime. If you're stealing from the rich to give to the poor, relatively positive crime. Robin Hood kind of crime. If there's like a bank heist and no one gets hurt, positive crime.
I'm not advocating any of this. None of it.
If you're at like Toys R Us and you just change your price tag with a sticker just because you want a glider to pay like half the price for it, positive crime. Okay. If you find a wallet and it's got heaps of money in it and you just take $20 out and you give the wallet back, positive crime.
Man, that's some murky morals here. I'm distancing myself from all of this. Now back to the facts of the matter. And that's what they found is since this discretion came in, we've talked about this a few times, giving the police discretion, well, they've always had discretion. And what they actually kind of did is limit it by only putting it in the Misuse of Drugs Act under use and possession. It's nowhere else in the Act, so they can't give discretion for anything else is what I believe is going on. Hmm. So since this came in 2 years ago, there's only been a 13% drop in convictions for use and possession.
Wow.
So not like, you know, it should be the other way around, right? It should be like the 80-90%.
It looked like it was going that way.
Over whatever,
it looked like it was going that way about a year ago, and you know, it just kind of didn't happen, did it?
Mm.
You know?
They've also confirmed by delving right into the stats that Māori end up at 6 times more likely to be convicted, that it starts at the interception by police, and at every step along the way, more and more and more likely. So by the time you get down to the end, you know, past your decision to arrest, decision to prosecute, what happens in court, all that kind of thing. It's, 6 times for the same thing.
Huh. 6 times a charm.
People don't get discretion for LSD. You'll be interested in that, Johnny.
What do you mean by no discretion for LSD?
What do you mean by Johnny?
Someone else. So they looked at who actually gets the benefit of this police discretion, and people who have no prior convictions and no other charges, and it's just weed only, and you agree to undergo a therapeutic approach.
What about skin melanin?
That's
does that come
13%?
Into it at all?
I haven't listed that specifically.
Because it's quite an
issue,
isn't
it? Given
what
we just said, I'd say it does. But the group who were charged with LSD were the least likely to have the police discretion given to them.
Okay, so they come down the hardest. Is that simply because it's A-class? Because
they can't follow the
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but yet the use, the where it's in the Misuse Director, it doesn't say, it's class agnostic. It's just use and possession, it can be applied here. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say, but it shouldn't be given for class A.
Okay. So if I was caught with like 10 tabs of LSD, I'm probably going to get in trouble by the police.
Yeah, dude. What?
It sounds like it, based on these stats.
If you tell them it's one that you kind of pre-cut into 10 bits, you might be in a better shape. Just heads up. A little life hack from
Hungary. I'm not hearing any of this.
All right, Chris, hey, it's always a pleasure having a chat about what's going on with the deck leaf.
Indeed. 20 years since I was busted on K Road. Very thankful that I was not convicted, because nowadays I actually have a license to do it all legally, but I wouldn't be able to have that if I had this.
Did they have diversion back then? Remember diversion?
They didn't, but they didn't get offered. They didn't offer it to me. I fought it in court, and this week, 20 years ago, we got the result. It was awesome. And if you're anyone that has used that precedent, which was, even though it sounds common sense, you can't just say, oh, you smell a weed and jump in people's pockets, and that's what they did. And what I proved in court is you can't do that. And if anyone has, and I've personally met, you know, a couple of dozen people over the years, but if you're any one of those people, get in touch again. I'd love to have a yarn with you.
Know your rights.
Reminisce.
Okay, so, okay, just because you smell of weed, the police have no right to search you.
Well, it could come from anywhere, right?
Okay.
It could have been someone who was just there 5 minutes ago and they've left, or whatever.
Acting like you've got the nose of a dog
just,
kind of thing.
It's not enough. It's not enough to get around the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
Right on.
Nice one. Good to know, Chris.
Okay, and if they just kind of press it, you just sort of walk off. No problem.
Right. Yeah, well, it wouldn't Chris be Valley. My advice, but
we'll see you around Cairo.
Go.
Start filming right away.
Right on.
Thanks, bro.
See ya.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.